Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Flake here with your news briefing. It's official, mandatory COVID isolation periods have been dumped from October 14. However, the country's chief medical officer, Paul Kelly's, issued a warning with today's news.
It does not in any way suggest that the pandemic is finished. We will almost certainly see future peaks of the virus into the future, as we have seen earlier in this year.
Pandemic leave disaster payments are also being given the flick from October 14, with targeted financial support to continue for those working in high-risk settings and for casual workers. Federal police will do everything possible to protect Optus customers whose personal details have already been released onto the dark web. At this stage, that applies to around 10,000 people. Assistant Commissioner for Cyber Command, Justine Goff, says there's several measures being put in place.
Customers affected by the breach will receive multi-jurisdictional and multi-layered protection from identity crime and financial fraud. The 10,000 individuals who potentially had 100 points of identification released online will be prioritised.
Meantime, the PM's confirmed the telco will pay for any replacement passports. A new report from the AMA on waitlist times claims a patient in Victoria will wait more than 900 days for an urgent neurosurgery appointment. The target's 30 days. Queenslanders on average wait 150 days for an urgent appointment with a gastrointestinal doctor. And AusPost is on the hunt for school leavers and seniors as it looks to recruit 6,000 new team members.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.